Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
One move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time.
Oh, you gotta give him that huck to and spit on that thing. You get me?
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Yo, Sean. I mean, David.
Yeah, no Sean today. We do have Norm and a lot of sports talk breaking out in the breaks. It's always fun. And at 3 o'clock, the return of Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you the Groovy Glob.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Pork and Beans.
So, have you gotten into jalapenos?
Yeah. They're pretty great. Yes. That was our World Cup coverage.
One day back, we already got drops.
I think we had one every segment.
What's next?
What's next? Sorry.
get on with this. What's next?
Down here, pal. I will say hello to the full hardline, Bob, Corby, Dave.
No way.
What's next?
There they are.
Corby. Dave.
They kicked Rich out, kicked Lando down to mornings.
What's next?
And they're here.
Hi, Monty.
Hello.
I heard that my job was in jeopardy, that there was so much of a groundswell to keep Rich that it was touch and go there for a minute.
Okay. Well, it's not over.
He's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. How's his leg doing?
Still there.
It's better than yours.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Dang it. Oh. Tried the scoreboard. Got it rejected.
Better than
But
yours.
I think Norm, because Norm is accustomed...
Which one?
...to using... What do you mean, which one? Oh. Norm's accustomed to using a walking apparatus.
Yes.
That I think... We go toe-to-toe, Norm v. Rich. Norm can take him. In a fight with using a walker and a race.
And okay. Rich doesn't realize this, but I would fight dirty.
We'd fight him like a chimp and go right for the genitals.
Yeah, he has nothing to
lose.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
These people that try to punch people in the face. Come on, man. What is a more stationary target? Right?
Right.
I mean, you punch for the head, and you can duck that. You go a little lower?
Yeah.
It's hard to move that quickly.
See? The guy's got experience.
But if he stays up, you're going... Like, if you take a shot at that, and it doesn't take him down, that's pretty much game over.
Yeah.
Because the rules are thrown out the door at that point.
That point, I roll over, lie on my back, and kick.
Just like an infant. like an infant getting changed.
Today is Monday.
What's next?
We're getting to it, Norm. July the 13th, the 194th day of 2026. 171 days are left in the year. It's National Barbershop Music Appreciation Day.
What?
Did you go through a barbershop phase?
Sorry, Norm.
Barbershop music phase?
Yeah.
I went through a barbershop phase, but not a barbershop music phase.
Okay. I didn't know if that was when you were coming up. Like, if that was hitting really hard.
Like the barbershop quartet?
Yeah. Yeah, like the Peter Griffin was in?
Yeah. Well,
have you heard the new single from the Box Tops? Whoa.
The Simpsons did it before with the B-sharps.
The baby on board?
Yeah.
They stole everything from Seth.
He did.
Not Here Comes Trouble.
Here Comes Trouble, yeah.
You've got the AIDS.
On this date in the year 1863, deadly rioting against the Civil War military draft erupted in New York City. This was shown in Gangs of New York.
Gang, gang.
In the year 1930... The first FIFA World Cup began in Uruguay.
That's right.
How did they land that?
Won by?
Uruguay.
Of course.
In your book, what did they say? How did Uruguay
Egypt
get the first
the
one? Were they the only ones that bid?
Did they invent it?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember the dynamics, but it was really, really...
I think Pelé lobbied for it.
Duct taped together, and it was like a sign-up sheet on the door on who can make it, when, and where.
Yeah. And then how many countries
corrupt?
I think 13 countries could make it out of like 16 commitments.
We finished third,
like he
right?
said, Egypt missed the boat.
What a cow in right field World Cup win that is.
Kinda, yeah.
It's dodgy.
Most pre-WW2 World Cups are a little iffy.
And Uruguay but since Italy won the first
got,
two, right?
No, Italy got the 2 and 3.
Okay, so Uruguay won 1 and 4?
They won 1930 and 1950, which might actually be 1 and 4, yeah.
I think okay. Uruguay got the rights by giving FIFA the oil rights to their country for the next 70 years.
Wow.
On this date in the year 1985, we had the Live Aid benefit rock concert,
man,
which was held in both London and Philadelphia, raising millions for famine relief in Ethiopia. Queen would go on to perform for 21 minutes.
And Phil Collins played both shows. He took the Concorde.
He did. Didn't he ruin the Led Zeppelin set?
That's what they said, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, this is the worst drummer we've ever seen.
He doesn't know any of the songs. He did.
He's like, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it all. And he didn't know one song.
Did Queen do Dancing Girl?
Did. I think
Queen
you're ABBA.
Dancing Queen? Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dancing Girl.
Yeah.
Freddie wasn't too interested
you're
in those.
You're the Dancing Girl.
In the year 2020, the Washington NFL franchise dropped the Redskins' name and logo.
You were at Washington.
God, that's already been 6 years.
Have you seen the new unis they're rolling out this year?
No.
They've gone back to the burgundy and gold.
Look good?
Yeah. And they have a third helmet that has some kind of reference, like it's a spear or some
yeah like that they used to wear. Remember that the old school Redskin helmet
there's
that had the spear with the spear with this not the sphere the spear with the feathers.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I can't remember.
I can say
the
that
third helmet, but
you can
you pick them bad. Where on your list of nicknames you like does Commanders fall?
Pretty low.
Yeah, me too.
Pretty low.
Commander. That's because you hate the troops. And in the year 2024...
Do you think Indians need to be changed?
Jeez, whoa. Dude. What are you doing? I'm right here.
Why do we want to change?
No.
What's wrong with Native Americans?
The word Indian is not a racial slur. Redskins is.
So check that out.
Yeah, that's cool. Show that to Norm.
They have a spear.
And to be fair, the Indians logo.
Going through the W.
Here, let me see.
Not a sphere.
I want a sphere on it. V-sphere.
Right.
Doesn't the spear refer more to the Redskins' nickname than the Commanders?
It does.
Yeah, but it's a
throwback. Yeah.
What if you're a commander of the Indians?
That's a chief.
Which are already a team.
What if you are a commander in chief?
You'd be Cochise.
In 2024, Donald Trump survives an assassination attempt at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. This, of course, the one where he gets hit in the ear.
Or did he survive?
Remember that? Lost his ear that day?
He did.
Ear still looks great now.
The ear looks unbelievable.
Probably had stem cells injected into his ear.
Did he reach out to you when he thought he was maybe going to miss part of his ear about missing an appendage? Famous people that have missed their appendages.
So he reached out to me because he might be missing part of his ear.
Uh-huh. Just to see how you've dealt with it.
No, I can't say that he did. Or if he did, it went to my junk. It went to my junk folder.
We all look to leaders in the industry for thoughts on how to carry on.
Hero of the hardwood.
Before you know it, I'm part of his cabinet.
Man, that'd be the best.
Secretary of Amputations.
He's in a wheelchair.
Birthdays. We have some P1 birthdays. Hello. Can you please give a shout out to my boyfriend, Tyler Bauer, for his birthday? He's been keeping this tradition going since 2022. Thank you from Riley.
I got to give Riley credit.
Yeah.
She reached out, I think, in January to make sure that her boyfriend's birthday got read. And then she followed it up like every single month. And very diligent, Riley is. Congratulations. What's the guy's name?
Tyler.
Tyler.
You have a You got a good one. Keep. She cares about you.
That is love.
Keep her.
Be nice to her.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we're assuming it's a girl. Riley's a boy's name.
Yeah. She never mentions that she's a she.
Uh-uh. Yeah. So if you are his boyfriend, you're a good boyfriend.
Either way, Riley's a boyfriend.
You're indeed.
Good Tyler's boyfriend. The boyfriend. Hello, Monty. Today is the birthday of the Hardline Zone, Liam Takahashi.
Whoa.
Hey.
Whoa. His leaders are Kevin Jennings, F1 Bob, Lord of the Beans, and the Lost at Sea Musers. He'd like to hear all of the weapons that Mike thinks are good.
I think
stay hard from P1
good.
Jonathan.
Liam Takahashi.
I think gators are good. I think landmines are good.
Landmines.
Landmines.
I think throwing stars are good.
And today is the 43rd birthday of Jim Harrison. Leaders are too many to name. He wants to hear what's in Norm's underwear.
Hey, line four guy.
Guess what I have in my underwear.
Now it's just a lot of cream. The editing of Groobs.
That was today, too.
Did that.
Gross.
Cream.
Now it's just a lot of cream.
A lot of it.
I think that was during a Ranger segment.
We're gonna, so have you gotten into jalapenos?
We're going to need a clean up over here on aisle four.
Tony Kornheiser is 78.
There's a man...
Good night, Canada.
That I referenced at an early age that I probably don't want to wrap my hair around my head like he does to try to cover balding.
Some of my...
Five.
Wait a minute. Rod Marinelli, 77. Michael Spinks, 70.
Rod Marinelli fought in Vietnam and didn't want to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah, he did a lot of bad stuff.
He would not talk about it.
No, because I asked him.
Oh, I asked him too.
Didn't go well.
No. I think you reminded him of his time over there.
I think the proper reaction word would be cold.
Yeah. I asked him if he knew Rambo.
That probably wasn't a good approach, Corby. He was the only vet
that I knew.
Spud Webb, 63. X-Pac, the wrestler, 54.
Who?
Still alive.
Legend.
He was in the sex tape, right?
Married to China, yeah.
China.
Jason Hatcher, 44.
All right.
Cowboy great.
Shinsu Chu, also 44.
Wow.
God bless you.
Was a childhood hero of mine, Norm.
And boy, did he get a lot of money to be pretty average hero.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger, 31.
Hot.
Dante Exum, 31. And turning 19 today, Lamine Yamal.
Lamine Yamal.
19.
He's in town?
Indeed. Bye. He's right across the street, I think.
Yeah, I think he is.
Spain's there at the W.
Let's go have a beer with him.
What if he's celebrating his birthday at Jimmy John's?
You know, Turkey Tom on his birthday? Patrick Stewart is 86.
He gets the explosive somehow. And
wait a minute, that's the Star Trek Patrick Stewart?
Professor X, yes.
Yeah. All-time top five bald head.
Bob Head. Thank you.
Obviously. Harrison Ford, 84.
Oh, my God.
Protect him at all costs.
Cheech Marin, 80. Gil Birmingham.
I don't know if he's a Marine.
I believe that's Marin.
I don't think he served.
How long is Chong? How old is Chong?
Was Cheech at
Shinsu Chu, no.
At Iwo Jima?
No. But he was on the Musers and got in a fight with Gordo.
No disrespect.
I believe hung up on Gordo.
Kind of a morning radio Iwo Jima.
I know, right?
On Gordo?
Yeah, I know.
Phil Margera, 69.
Is that Bam's dad?
Yeah.
Don't feed Phil.
Let the guy go.
Tom
to the
Kenny, 64,
in peace.
Voice of SpongeBob. Kenny Johnson, 63. That's Lem from The Shield.
Golf buddy of mine.
Ken Jeong, 57.
Kenny.
Thomas Hawk, 55. And Leon Bridges, 37, and Haley Welch, a.k.a. Hawk to a Girl, 24.
Overrated.
It's also, let's see, Born to Say Now Dead. We have Tyler Skaggs.
Grandma, how did you get famous?
That's why Sean's not
here
today.
Well, I talked about spitting on penises.
And Jack Kemp. Down the Stay Still Dead. Richard Simmons. George Steinbrenner.
Oh.
And as EA called him, or called her, Shannon Dorothy, a.k.a. Doherty.
Shannon Dorothy.
Shannon Dorothy.
I should have done. No, it's Ivan. And that is why today doesn't suck.
Stay hard, Norm.
Lexi Lux will have to wait till next year.
Bye, Justin.
She was in Fat Hoes, Black Bros.
Let's go.
What's next?
Four. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.